If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You've been hoping to see the light. Your words of light keep holding on, 'cause it's golden and he is calling you, calling you, you've chosen.
All right, everybody. I want to thank y'all for joining us again for another episode of the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study. I am your host, Coach Chelsea. I am the Servant Leader Coach Chelsea. I'm the humble Coach Chelsea, because I'm going to tell y'all, we have opened up again with another banger, right? Another primetime tip-off game, right? Another Super Bowl action event to celebrate this 3 years that God has given us in the Servant Leader Coaches Bible Study. If you just joining in with us, we've been speaking on the fourth quarter. If you know anything about sports, you know that fourth quarter, it just adds a different rush to this thing. It just adds a different presence to this thing. It really just gets you to that point to understand it's time to win this thing. And to do that, we've had some amazing servant leaders come on to start us out. And tonight is no different. Tonight, we have nobody that's a stranger. I mean, he has definitely turned up with us time and time again. We have servant leader Willie Spears with us tonight. Y'all, I was just telling him before we hopped on, and I was saying this the other night, you know, his list goes on. He's a humble guy, but it's the truth. He's been a coach, speaker, author, minister, uncle, daddy, sister, brother, whole bit. And I say that because, y'all, here's the thing. God gives us all gifts. We talked about gifts versus talents the other day, and he truly has a way to wrap up the gift of what God has given him to give it to everybody in the way that they can understand. So I'm a hush, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm ready. Like, pen to paper, Bengay on my knees and ankles. I'm ready. I'm ready to learn, and I'm ready to sharpen my iron with yours, brother. So thank you, as always, for your time. Time's that one thing that once it's given, it can't be given back. And I'm going to pass the torch to you. I'm a hush. So you can say hello to our listeners and get this conversation started.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. You have an amazing lineup. Every time I come on, I see your post. These are big time coaches who happen to be servant leaders. And so I think you have expanded my network of coaches through social media. I don't have a sister. And so you like that sister for me, that little sister, every Sunday when my wife cook. I like to see you a picture and let you know we eating over here too.
Hell,
I know how it is over there in Quincy, Gretna. I know how it is in Gaston.
Come on here. You already know.
I know how y'all do it. Every Sunday is Easter. Easter wasn't no step the game up. That's every week. Brian, y'all way. So I already know it. So I just want to tell you, I just appreciate the friendship. You just so real. And I think everybody sees that. I love the fact that God gave you this vision and you didn't wait for a platform or wait for an alley-oop from somebody else. You said, God has already thrown me the alley and I'm going to slam dunk this thing. And here we are in season three. I'm serious. I'm a fan, first of all, and one of the servants. And I love it when you repost. I'm just going to be real. When you repost something of mine and you say a servant leader or our servant leader, to me, it's a unique fraternity. I mean,
that's it.
Group to be a part of. Like, everybody doesn't get to be a part of this. And so to be selected, I really, really want to thank you for listening to God and allowing me to come on and be a part of this. But you listed my accolades, but you didn't list your number one accolade. And that's being the mother of Hendrix.
Mother Ham. Yes.
Like, you was cool with me, but when Ham came along, you went to a whole nother level. I never thought you was athletic. I mean, you got that one shot that you keep posting.
He's such a hater, y'all.
Your brother shoots better than you. Your husband shoots better than you. Your players shoot better than you. The manager on the team shoots better than you. So I never thought you were an athlete. But when I see Ham, just how she stands, I said, oh, yeah, her mama athlete. Her mama athlete now. Definitely.
She validated me. Okay.
100%. I mean, teaching you from a three-star to a five-star in my book, like, overnight. And so I just want to tell you, thank you. What I love about social media is I can share your journey. And when I'm over that way, I'm going to come through. And
you better.
I can't wait to see her in person. She gets so big. I'm so scared. I'm going to wake up and you're going to be putting out a graduation announcement.
Listen, it seems that way, brother.
It flies by. My daughter graduates on May 22nd. So she's a senior. And yesterday we was holding her. I promise.
Yeah.
And then blink. And here she is going to the prom this weekend, a senior prom. And then, so it's something. So we'll be praying for Ham, and we'll be praying for her mom and her dad.
Appreciate that.
And I want you to know, I see your mom that you post.
Mm-hmm.
Stunning.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Unbelievable. And so I want to tell you, don't give up. It's coming. It's coming. Ham already got it. I don't know why I say you so long. I mean, Ham already got it. But you don't give up. Don't you give up. You got to keep striving.
Thank you, bro.
No, in all seriousness, though, it's great to be here. Hey, can we open up in prayer?
Yeah, we can.
Lord, thank you for this time. Lord, in your word, it said it's good for us to laugh. Just laughter is a medicine. So, Lord, may we not be so sanctified that we can't smile. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for all these servant leaders who have spoken from what you've given them. And thank you for technology that we can go back and listen to it. Weeks, months, and here we are 3 years later. Lord, I pray that you exceed Chelsea's expectations with this platform. I pray that as she is a diligent servant of your podcast, that you take her places she never dreamed so that she can serve the masses. Speak through me today, Lord. Speak like only you can. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, may they be accepted on this podcast in your sight at this time. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Coach, you know, I've been the head coach of 7 high schools, football. Mm-hmm. I've coached basketball. I've coached every sport. I've been an AD, 3 schools. I coached at FAM. I coached at a D2 school. And my secret sauce everywhere I coach was we're going to win the fourth quarter. When I was a basketball coach and didn't know enough about basketball to be a coach, I said, I know this. If we win the fourth quarter, it's a good chance we're going to win the game. And so I just know the importance of the fourth quarter. And this is what I know. There's a book written about Michael Jordan, and they have a part in it called the clutch gene. And it says Michael Jordan was clutch, and this Tom Brady was clutch, and this athlete was clutch. And what they're really saying is there's really not a clutch gene, but these people have been making these decisions when the game was not on the line. And they weren't afraid to shoot the ball or run the ball or catch the ball or whatever. So when the game was on the line, they just had to continue doing what they were already doing. What I want to encourage us tonight is to realize that this thing almost over. And I coached track for many years. The first leg of this entire race was the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit took that first leg. And then he handed that thing to God. Stick! And God took that thing. He handed that thing to Jesus. Stick! And then Jesus is saying, Luke chapter 10, verse 2, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Like Jesus is dropping bars. Like he's rapping to us. He's spitting lyrics. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Luke chapter 10, verse 2. And he's running the thing. And then stick, he's put the baton in our hand, coach. Give me one second.
You good. Office. You good.
Here's the baton right here, coach. I got it for you right here, coach. I got
come on.
So what I'm asking every believer watching is what you going to do with this baton? Now, Cole, I put the best runner on the fourth leg. Now, you may follow the analogy and say, how you going to say we're a better runner than the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? How you going to say we're better than the Trinity? The Bible says that we will do even greater things than Jesus. That's what he said. He said, look, I'm leaving here. I'm leaving y'all a comforter. I got to go. But you're going to do even greater things than I have done. And so my question tonight is, are you equipped to be that fourth leg? So here's the thing, coach. I had a job, Jefferson County, love Monticello. When I was in Monticello, yep. I had rat droppings all over my office, coach. Little rat droppings. Coach, I never saw a rat, coach. But if I see the droppings, I ain't got to see the rat.
Come on.
So, coach, I had a job where there was cobwebs all over the gym. I never seen a spider. But, coach, if I see the spider web, I don't have to see the spider.
Come on.
Coach, if you cussing everybody out, I don't got to know that you ain't in your word. Because there's no conviction when you hurt my feelings. The problem is, when I was coaching college ball, I would ask young men, hey, man, you like to work out? The dude's scrawny, ain't got no definition in his arms, ain't happened on his chest, not developed yet. I say, hey, my man, you like to work out? Oh, coach, I love to work out, coach. Coach, I'm in that thing. I love to work out. I said, well, when you going to notify your body? Like, when you going to tell your body you love to work out? Your body has not received the message. Your body has no idea that you love to work out. You look like you like to play Fortnite. That's what you look like. You look like you like to play Call of Duty. You look like you like to play 2K. That's what it looked like to me. And we don't have any 2K, Call of Duty, or Fortnite scholarships. We got football scholarships. And so, coach, I know your temperament has been established by your quiet time, by the way you respond to adversity. See, when we get squeezed, the real us comes out. Oh, I'm good. Blessed and highly favored. Hallelujah. Praise God. Good to see y'all. But what about when I heard the rumor that the superintendent is already interviewing other people for my job? What about when I got a player and they dad get on my nerves and they dad cussing me out in the stands every game, but didn't want to come in my face after the game and act like we buddy-buddy? Like, what? Like, how do I respond when real adversity hit? I think we don't realize, Coach, how important our job is. You know this, Coach. You're a big women's basketball fan. Huge. I spoke to Troy University. You know, I speak to over 20 groups a month, about five states a month. I spoke to Troy University women's basketball three years in a row.
Love her.
Oh, yeah, she's the best. Love the Lord. Was on your show, yep. And I spoke to Central Arkansas, Coach. This is no knock. They're Division One. And one of the coaches said to me, and two of their players DM'd me and said, Coach, I wish we would have applied some of the principles you talked to us about. And so I'm not saying this to knock their program. What I'm saying is the Lord has given us a manual, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Bible as an acronym, basic instruction before leaving earth. I'm just asking, how often do we consult the manual? How often do we look at the playbook?
Come on.
You know this about basketball, Coach. I'm going to ask you this, Coach, see if you know this. There's a girl out in California, Caucasian female. I think she's in the 10th grade. She's a stud. Have you heard about her?
Is that the one that they signed to Nike or Jordan?
Maybe. She already got an offer from South Carolina. She has an offer from Florida. Okay. So here's the thing, Coach. You know, you watch the WNBA draft. Carolina had the most girls drafted, right?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There was an NAIA girl drafted. She played NAIA for 3 years. Her fourth year played D1, I think, at Iowa State.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, you know more about this than I do, but what I do know is, if you can't recruit,
Come on.
I don't care. You can be the dribble drive champion. You can be the, what's that? What is that one play y'all run in basketball? Y'all call it flow or y'all call
legs.
It
legs. Legs.
See, God, I'm a little bit, Coach. So, Coach, you can be the flex guru, Coach. You can get on the board and drop your flex. Coach, my friend Jeremy Brown, he's a football coach at Bay High School in Panama City, but he loves basketball. He think he's Larry Bird, but he not. So, Coach, Jeremy Brown was coaching basketball. He was one of our basketball coaches when I was at Jefferson. Amazing football coach. He was coaching basketball, and he was at this clinic. And at this clinic, this guy from Cincinnati, this is back in the 90s. This guy from Cincinnati was talking. I can't remember his name, D1 coach of Cincinnati. And this guy kept saying, would you show us your under the basket out of bounds play? He was like, well, guys, I want to show y'all plays that I think will work at y'all high school. And the guy kept saying, well, we want to see your plays. And he said, coach. I'm just going to show y'all plays I think will work at your high school. The guy kept, why don't you show us your plays? And I forgot the player, Coach, but the player played in the NBA for a long time. He said, well, what we do, we throw an alley-oop to this guy. He dunks it over everybody. You want me to draw it again? What we do, we throw an alley-oop to this guy. Out of bounds, we hit the ball, set one pick, one screen. He runs around, we throw him an alley. He does it. Do you have a guy that's 6'10 that can do that? No, you do not. So shut your mouth. Now listen to these plays I'm trying to tell y'all for your guys. And so what I'm saying, Coach, I've been coach of the year three times, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I was coach of the year, we had some great players, Coach. Coach, what a coincidence, Coach. Every time they said, Coach, you really know what you're doing. I happen to have four guys that made All-State. I happen to have player of the year. I happen to have the guy that led the state in rushing. Wow, what a great coach. No. And Coach, see, this is the thing. As a high school coach, I know everybody talking about recruiting. That's not what I'm talking about. But if you can't recruit your hallways,
come on,
and get that best athlete, you can't motivate them in your build. God has given you a fertile ground to recruit at your school.
Mm-hmm.
And God has given you a fertile ground to recruit for the kingdom.
Come on.
You're in that family for a reason. You're in that job for a reason. You're on that street in that town. You could have been born in China. You could live in D.C. You could live in Texas. You can live in Orlando. Like, God has you in a certain place. Here's the thing, Coach. If somebody in your family not saved, that's on you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
See, it's easy to witness to strangers. It's easy to witness to people that we don't see every day that don't really know us. But you got a sister that's a prodigal. You got a blood brother that's a prodigal. You got a niece or nephew, and they don't know Jesus. How dare you give them the hookup to go to this AAU team and get them and buy them a new pair of J's for their birthday, but not share the gospel with them? Because the Bible says in Romans 10 and 9, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, then I shall be saved.
That's it.
And so, Coach, this is the thing, Coach. You know this. You a recruiter, coach. Coach, you got your khakis on, your polo shirt with your Jesus Christ logo. You're a recruiter. Coach, but you have the national letter of intent, the NLI. You have I was a D1 coach, college coach. And the head coach would say, look, Spears, you coach linebackers, so you can offer a linebacker, but don't offer any other position. If you see somebody you like, let us know and let that coach look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, God has given us a green light to offer everybody, coach.
Come on.
Coach, we got a green light. Coach, Publix, Walmart, Dollar Store, church. Somebody told me, man, I don't go to the church, man, full of hypocrites. So is Walmart. We go there every day. I mean, listen, coach, the club full of hypocrites, them ain't real. Them fake. That ain't no Gucci belt. That's a fake Gucci belt. Them ain't no real red bottom she wearing. That butt ain't even her. She bought the butt. Listen to me. We have a problem with everything that the church does, but we don't have a problem with anything that's happening in the world.
Come on.
Coach, I need to go to church because I'm jacked up. I need church. And when I go to church, I'm reminded that I am an ambassador for Christ. God, and this is the thing, coach, you know the parable of the five talents, two talents, talent. Coach, God gave me five talents. I ain't trying to flex, coach. God gave me the ability to do a lot of things. And so the problem with the five talents is that guy has to work harder to multiply those five talents.
Mm-hmm.
I can't sleep, coach. I can't chill. I have to be in my word. I have to get closer to God. I have to read the Bible. Nothing wrong with reading devotionals. Nothing wrong with reading an adaptation of the word. But we need the pure, adulterated word of God in our system. Why? Because we are on a recruiting trip every day.
Come on.
Get your rental car, get your gas card, go to the school, sign in at the front office, get your name taped on your chest, go to the coach's office, watch the huddle film. I'm telling you right now, God has several five stars that he wants on his team. But the Bible says, I stand at the door and knock. What that means is he is not going to force us to sign with him. And so here's the thing, Cole. I'm finna give it to you, Cole. I'm ready. Coach, it's signing day, coach.
Come
coach,
on.
It's signing day. And coach, I apologize for being loud. I get excited about this because God picked me to be one of his recruiters, coach.
Come
like,
on.
I've been hand selected. He called me. He said, hey, Spears, I know you're not qualified. I know you're not worthy. I know you're not. Listen to me, Spears. I want you to recruit Panama City. Matter of fact, I'm going to put you on a plane. I want you to recruit across the nation. So, coach, here's the thing, coach. Today's signing day, coach. It's signing
come on.
Day. 1 second, coach. You got me excited. Give me 1 second.
Come on now. Here we go. As I say, take your time. Take your time.
What I'm gonna give it to you. I found it, coach. Coach, it's signing day, coach. So I'm gonna ask you a question, coach. I got two hats, coach.
Come on.
I got two hats, coach.
Hey, come on.
Jim, coach, you got it. My mama got her eyelashes on. She got her hair done for this moment, coach. We got balloons. The news is here. It's signing day, coach. We're in the library. We're in the gym. Like, it's in the auditorium. It's national signing day.
Come on.
And, coach, here's the thing, coach. You said this on your last call. Coach, we got that best NIL deal. We got the best name, image, and likeness, coach.
Come on.
I don't know how much money Caitlin Clark getting. I don't know how much money Angel Reese getting. Flajay Johnson. Look, she spit bars, coach.
But bars.
They ain't got the bag like I got, coach. Coach.
Come on.
Coach, listen. I told you, in the Bible, it says, let us make man in our own name and image.
Come on.
Let us make him in our likeness. Our image and likeness. Then once we take on his name, once we join the team and hold a jersey up, then at that time, coach, we take on the name of Jesus.
Come on.
Every time shall confess. So here's the thing, coach. We were born on this team. Nobody likes to talk about it. We were born. Hold on 1 second, coach. Hey, do me a favor. Go in my top drawer, bring me that gray shirt that says four court on the back. Coach, you see my real life now, coach, my real life. So we were born on this team, coach. The Bible said we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Coach, you ready for this bar, Coach? It's a nugget, Coach. You ready?
I'm ready.
Coach, we have to enter the spiritual transfer portal.
Come on. Come on, Coach, now.
In order to change teams, we have to enter the spiritual transfer portal.
Come on.
Now, listen to me, Coach. Now, don't nobody want to talk about this.
Come on.
I speak to a lot of D2 schools. So I spoke to Benedict College, who had the best season in school history. I spoke to him 6 times last year. They flew me up to Columbia before they played their conference championship game. And I love Tuskegee. Y'all know I love y'all. But they beat the brakes off Tuskegee. They have a great coach and Coach Barry do a great job up there. Coach Jordan Adapi, he actually used to be in Gaston County, their defensive coordinator. But Coach, D2 players are being plucked away by D1 programs.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the offices, Coach, and I've seen the board that say D2 All-Americans. Some of these mid-major D1s, they're recruiting those guys.
Come on.
This is what I'm saying to us, Coach. If God picked me to be a recruiter for him, am I doing a good job? Do the people on my job know I'm saved? Do they know they can come to me?
Come on.
And so if I'm doing my job right, then there will be some people who enter the spiritual transfer portal. I ain't going to say no names, Coach, but I know a Division I coach that I ain't going to say lost his job. He's changed jobs because he lost some top recruits.
Mm-hmm.
3 top recruits that had committed to this university, they changed their mind. And so I need to change the mind of some sinner so they can enter the spiritual transfer portal and become a member of Team Jesus. But here's the trick, Coach. I need to preach the gospel constantly, using words when necessary.
Come on.
Coach, I ain't got to go over everybody. You need Jesus. You shouldn't be cussing. Why you was getting drunk? You know you married. Why you looking at that girl butt? Like, I'm not the judge, Coach. I'm the foot washer, Coach.
Come on.
I'm the foot washer. Coach. Take off your shoes, Coach. Take off your sock so I
come
can
on.
Wash
come on.
I have soap with me. I have water with me. And I have a towel. I'm a foot washer.
Come on.
And that's how we recruit. We out-serve everybody. That's what
come on.
Like, if Jesus worked at your school, he would not be the principal or the head coach. He would be the custodian. We out-serve everybody. And I heard you say this last week. We need to work harder on our obituary than we do our resume. Like, we're working hard on that resume. All right? Hard on it. Hard on that resume,
it's all my shirt.
Okay, keep going, go look again. They say fourth quarter. Yeah. Come back, Harry Beckwith. So the Bible tells us, Luke 10:2, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. What that means, Coach, is there's a lot of studs out there and we gotta go get them. Cause we gotta go get them. And so, My encouragement to all of us is, do you realize, have you looked at the clock? We run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize? Like, Jesus is running a curve. He about to put the baton in your hand. Mm. So, Coach, how would you feel if you're a track coach or the 4x1 relay and your fourth leg jogs out the blocks?
Mm-hmm.
Jogs out the exchange. Because they ought to be getting it, Coach. I'm talking about ear to hip. They ought to be tearing out. Coach, we're the fourth leg. Coach, it's the fourth quarter. Like, do your research on how many big games have been won in the fourth quarter. Here's the thing. Satan think he win, Coach. Coach, Satan looking at the score. They're like, man, we got it. Like, Spirit, what you talking about? Ain't nobody finna listen to this. Ain't nobody trying to get saved. People don't even go to church no more. Them days over, man. I'm climbing up. Ain't nobody listening to that no more. Ain't nobody wearing all white. The women on first Sunday, the men in all black. Ain't no choirs anymore. That's over. Spears, you are wasting your time. That's what Satan believes.
That's right.
Coach, I read the end of the book.
Come on.
You win, Coach.
We win.
win. And coach, I'm gonna be, don't tell nobody that, coach. Between us, coach. I don't deserve to be on the team, coach.
Come on. Come on.
Playing with it. You know, sometimes they make a mistake when they be recruited. They get a kid because he got size and you get him in the building, be like, what? Who? Stands. Like, how you do? Oh, that's me, coach. How in the world they get scrubbed? But coach, this is what I'm gonna do, coach. I'ma outwork everybody.
That's it.
I realize I'm not worthy, coach. I'ma outwork everybody. And that only happens by me getting to my word. And so, coach, there's three quick things, coach. Number one, getting the word. Just read the Bible. It's amazing to me how many people say they're Christians, coach, but they don't go to church. Coach, you coach basketball, right?
I do.
Okay. You want to see a great, say, Butler County on
it? All the shirts I took out of there are great. No more shirts.
It's in the dirty clothes. In my closet. Okay. I only see this shirt, Cole, but I wore it the other day. All right. I got to be the first person on the podcast that talk to their kids by on the podcast. Listen. Cole, it's a bunch of us, Cole. It's a bunch of us. Cole, we say we're Christians, Cole.
Mm-hmm.
We go to church. Think about this, Cole. So, Cole, how many girls on your team, Cole, on your varsity team?
12.
Okay. So, Cole, just give me one of them name, Cole. Just give me one of them name. Or you can give me a fake name if you want. Just give me one of them name.
This is Zaniah.
Zaniah. Mm-hmm. Coach, can Zaniah come to you and say, look, coach, I'm on the team. I promise you I am. But I just can't be going to all them practices, workouts. Coach, give me the game schedule. And the ones I could make, I'll be there. Coach, I promise you, I'm on the team. I'm all in. Go Cougars. God be Cougars. I'm there. Coach, gotta have pride. Like, coach, I love God be. Go Blue. But, coach, I just can't do all them practices. All right, thank you, sir. Coach, what would be your response, coach?
This is not a team for you, honey.
I'm not serious. But if you can't come to our practices that are designed to prepare you for the game and the camaraderie that comes, then this is not the team for you.
That's right.
Many of us say we're on Team Jesus, coach. We sign on Team Jesus. We got saved. We walked down. We said a prayer. We watching Joel Osteen. He said, everybody bow your head. Say this prayer with me. If you said that prayer and you meant it, we believe you got born again. Nothing wrong with that. I ain't got nothing against Joel. Go Joel. But how are we on the team? We don't go to none of the practices. It's amazing to me as a coach. I ain't talking. Listen, if you're a banker on here, great job. If you're an insurance salesman, keep up the good work. Mechanic, awesome. Lawyer, doctor, school teacher, we love you. My girl said the other day, school teachers live for that aha moment. Teachers, you know, it's the greatest profession in the world. But right now, I'm talking to coaches. Can a player be on your team and not go to practice? Yes or no? Don't give me no, well, it depends if it's COVID, if they mama. No. Can they be on your roster, but don't go to practice? I'm going to help you out. No, they cannot. No, I don't care if you 1-20 or you 20-1 as a coach. There's no coach that says, hey, guys, practice is optional. Nobody. Y'all don't even make workouts optional. Workouts, all season ain't even optional. So how are we in the body of Christ, but going to church is optional? Going to Bible study is optional. Witnessing is optional. Repenting is optional. When I was a little boy, you heard this in church all the time, the phrase born again. You don't hear that anymore. We heard the phrase repent. We don't hear it anymore.
Yeah.
We need to understand if we say we're on Team Jesus, we need to go to the meetings.
Come on.
We just need to go. We need to be in church. I told the church jacked up. We know your team jacked up too, but you want everybody to show up every day. Coach, I done lost games as a coach.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Coach, like, my decisions cost us games with an S. I've lost games as a coach. But I don't tell my team, guys, your coach ain't perfect, so y'all don't need to come back to practice. No, I know the pastor not perfect because he's a human. But you need to be in the building. If you're a Florida State fan, you go to Florida State games. If you're a FAMU fan, you go to FAMU games.
Come
if
on.
Jesus Christ, you need to hang out where his folks hang out.
Come on.
Going with all the other hypocrites. My pastor told me one time, Spears, when you find that perfect church, don't go in there. I said, why? He said, because it ain't going to be perfect no more if you go in there. You know. That's what he told me. So, Cole, three things. I'm sorry. Number one, read the Bible. Number two, outserve everybody.
Come on.
Steph Curry good because he gets shots up. Aaliyah Boston good because she stay and she grinding. Kaitlyn Clark, she good because she grind. Angel Reese good because she grind. Don't let that Bayou Barbie mess fool you. She outworking everybody. She's a monster on the boards. That don't happen by accident. That don't happen by praying. That don't happen by going to FCA. That happened by putting the work in. And if you want to be a dog, everybody talking about they got that dog in them. I want one with that dog. I'm recruiting dogs. You got two dogs in you, a good one and a bad one. And if you don't feed the good one, he gonna out-muscle the bad one. You got to feed the good one. But we don't feed the good one. We feed the bad one. TikTok, we feed the bad one. Netflix, we feed the bad one. Ungodly conversation, we feed the bad one. Pornography, we feed the bad one. Lying, cheating, stealing, we feed the bad one. We listen to music that feed the bad one. And our good dog is over there malnourished. Our bad dog is at the buffet, Golden Corral. Just eating. I'm just being real with you. See, Coach, you can't have me too often because I'm too real, Coach. I'm too real. We Christians, and we got Nicki Minaj playing in our weight room. We got Nick. Like, listen, now, I know it's hurt. Right?
Come on. Talk.
So we're in the weight room, and Nicki Minaj telling our girls what kind of women they should be.
Come
Cardi
on.
B, Megan Thee Stallion telling our girls, look, baby,
come on,
telling
coach.
Our girls, Boosie telling our girls, NBA Youngboy telling our boys. So then we get mad when all
come
our
on.
Boys get money and have drink. I ain't trying to hate, but none of those artists played real ball.
Come on.
About 90% of your artists, and listen, I love music. I was a DJ for a long time. Like I got paid to play music all over. DJ Jazzy Jeff, manager in Philly, called me. Spears, come do our Friday night, Thursday nights. Jazzy gonna do Friday and Saturday. Listen to me. I'm not judging anyone. I'm just letting you know that you are a recruiter for Jesus. And so your young players need to know that you love Jesus. Mm-hmm. I don't believe listening to Cardi B gonna send you to hell. I don't. But I know the Bible says in Hebrews that we should lay aside every sin and weight that so easily beset us or entangle us. As a coach, I wanted every advantage to win. Every advantage. You know Satan got a scouting report on you?
Come on. Yes, he does.
He know your weakness, coach. He know you can't go left, coach. He know that. Coach, he know you're going to take two jab steps and step back. Coach, he already know that, coach. Coach, he already know on the block what you're going to do every time. He know, coach. He watch film. Satan know my weaknesses.
Come on.
And so since Satan has got a scouting report on me, I need to have a scouting report on those God has put around me. I need to know what button to push, when to invite them to church. Easter was a great time to invite somebody to church. Did you invite someone? I got about three invites to go to March Madness.
Okay.
I didn't get anybody to go to church. I guess they thought I already went to church. You know how many people that March Madness go? That was awesome. I love, especially yes. The girls' game, the women's game, because I'm a fan, coach. I love Don Staley. Coach. You know Don Staley was number five, coach? Did you know that?
Come on. Look. Come on.
Coach, I've been a Don Staley fan for years, coach. Big fan. I learned a lot about Iowa that I didn't know, coach. Became a fan, coach. Love LSU, what they doing, what Kim Mulkey's doing, coach. Love it. Let's go. Awesome. But, coach, Ain't no basketball goals in heaven, coach.
Come on.
Oh, ain't no hardwood floors in heaven, coach. I'm just coach. Bill Russell not with us anymore, coach. Kobe's not with us anymore. John Wooden's not with us anymore. Pat Summitt not with us anymore, coach. Coach, we're going to leave here one day, and the real coach is going to have some words for us. Come either going to part from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you, or you're going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And coach, I'm telling you, I know I ain't good enough to be on this roster. And so I ain't going to do nothing to hurt the team. I want to do everything I can to help the team, coach. Coach, last thing, coach, before you open this up. Coach, every school I worked at, this is what we had. Every school, coach. I've been at like 17 school, coach. But every school I was a head coach, we put this on the back of our shirts, coach. This is when I was at Bullock County. I had my son go get this. Coach, when I was at Bullock County, we had the best season in school history, coach. The school been there since the 60s. We're the first team in school history to go to the playoffs in football. I'm not bragging on me, coach, not even a little bit. What I'm telling you is, the reason I'm telling you that is because this podcast is about the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I wish I had time to break down how many of those games we won in the fourth quarter. Because what I would do, coach, in the off season, doing mat drills, we would pull tires and dive on the floor, and I do all these mental games with them, for lack of a better word, and then I would clap it up. Everybody get in, man, let's break it down, baby, let's break it down, baby. A one, two, I say, oh, wait. Fourth quarter. They thought we were leaving, coach. And I say, it's fourth quarter, our quarter. So, coach, that was in our mind that even when we think it's over, it ain't over. We just started.
Come on.
Coach, I had them bouncing in the fourth quarter, coach. I had them jumping up and down, bouncing, coach. And like, you tired, we just starting. And so, coach, that mentality changed our team. In the fourth quarter, we were ready to go. And so I want that same mentality as a believer. I believe in the last days. I believe that this is the fourth quarter. I'll be doggone if I sit on the bench in the fourth quarter. I want to be in the game.
Come on.
A real dog is saying, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Let's go. And so I can't play all the positions, coach. I can't be in Tallahassee. God didn't assign me that. God gave you a classroom, gave you a hallway, gave you those 15 girls. Like, God gave you assignment. That's on you. Do your thing. I got a lane, too. I'm going to run my lane, coach, with everything I have. It's like a ketchup packet. I'm going to squeeze everything out of it. You're going to look inside and didn't even know ketchup was in there. Like, I'm squeezing everything I have out of my life. I'm just getting it all out. I'm getting it all out. Because here's the thing, coach. I'm going to be gone one day.
Yeah.
And my legacy is going to be, what did I do with those lives God put in front of me?
Yeah.
And you know this, coach. A coach has too much influence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More than a pastor, more than a parent, more than a politician, more than a preacher. Like, a teacher is very influential. But a coach will impact more lives in one year than most people will in a lifetime.
Come on.
The most popular words I hear all the time is, coach said, my coach said. I teach my daughter something, and then she come back and say, well, coach said. I'm like, this dude even talking about. What did you listen to? I brought you to this world. That joke on YouTube. You talking about coach said. But when a coach said, coach is powerful. And so the question is, what are we saying? When we tell a kid, you suck, coach, that stick with them for the rest of the
day. Come on. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we say, man, you're beautifully and wonderfully made. Now, you got to get that elbow in when you shoot that jumper. But God made something beautiful when he made you.
That's right.
Those words, unfortunately, you know, anxiety, depression. Our young people not getting that. They spend more. If you're a coach, those players spend more time with you than anyone else.
Yep.
So now you're the mama. Now you're the daddy. If you ain't what you signed up for, you shouldn't have signed up to coach. When you're
a coach,
you're the psychiatrist, you're the psychologist, you're the uncle, you're the aunt, you're the pastor. You got to be both. You got to speak to them and love on them. Then you got to put your hand around their neck and get them in that corner and whisper some things that can't nobody else hear. You got to be all those things. They need all of that. They need it all. And
yeah.
They need you to read your word. So what's coming out of you is the word. They
That's
need
the
you
one.
To be a foot washer. They need you to serve, to outserve everybody. And number three, they need you to actively recruit for the kingdom of God by your life, not with your words.
Yeah.
The gospel constantly, using words when necessary.
There you go, y'all.
So she didn't fall asleep, did you? Doing
it? I tell her, how? Let me tell you something, brother. Since I'm your little sister, I will be the one telling you. And I want you to know something, because I know you already about to start. Your other brother is listening to you, okay? Your favorite. He is listening to you.
Hey, gang recognize gang. Like, that's my guy. That's my guy. All right? Now, who older are y'all two? Who older?
He is.
Right. And so I know what he's thinking. Everybody knows that. I don't have a sibling, but I know this. When your little sibling do something, your mama come to you and ask you, why Chelsea do this? Why she do that? And he want to say, ain't nobody tell you to have no more kids. Like you got it right. Why wouldn't you just start with me? You could have stopped, but you tried again, and that's what you did. That's your fault. Can't shoot, crack, but we got ham out of the deal, so we good. We got ham out of the deal. We good with it.
You do me so wrong. You do me so wrong.
Speaking the truth.
Bro, you always know, and that's, y'all here, that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm going to always keep it real, and when I tell you, you give it in such a way, brother. Like, you give it in such a way that taps into allowing everyone to fully understand. You know, oftentimes, and I keep saying this, you know when God's hand is in it, when you're interconnected, when the messages start to flow together. Mind you, you know, sometimes you all are able to catch them later because servant leaders, they serve. You know, I never like when people say, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, you're serving. That's what we want. The only time, yes, during the pandemic, we were home. We were forced to be home. And so that's how God brought us together. But then just like a team huddle, I was telling somebody this other day, when things opened back up, it was like, all right, he had us on this group, in this podcast, 50, 60, however many. But then when it opened back up, it said, all right, we've equipped you all. We've sharpened everybody's iron. Ready? Here we go. Who's quarterback? There it is. Great. Right. And so the blessing in that is when I look over and the memories that come up and I see it, I see the screen. And, you know, back then I would have to hit to the right and swipe to see who talking, you know, but then I log off and then I see that coach is over there, or we log off and now I'm like, I'm sleepy, but let me turn on and watch Coach Yo beat Stanford to go to the Sweet 16. And I'm tired, but, you know, Candace Parker done left James Wade. Wonder how he feeling. She done went to the Aces, but hey, and that's the portion. Let me look and see where Willie is. What? My dog in Oklahoma tonight. And that's the whole point. Now that we're in this fourth quarter, that was what the whole point of God creating this platform was. I need this bunch to go through this training session of foot washing, of recruiting 101, so that when this thing ends and I set them loose out to recruit, when they get on those planes, buses, cars, they wearing, like you said, we wearing our gear and our emblems, right? I'm coming with my pen and my pad and my paper. I'm going and I'm looking in the portal. We're now ready to speak the word of Christ. And so for you to be able to be interconnected with that, for you to be able to tap in on all cylinders, what we've gone, starting with, you know, Dennis all the way down to you so far. And as we complete the month, that cultural glaze was just that, you know, Brittany Ezell, I will always mention her. She is firepower, mentor, sister. And that was her, you know, and I said this the other day, all of us that were players, coaches, athletes, even if you watch it, you know that fourth quarter come. They tied. The jersey then turned a whole different color depending on who you playing and what sport you play, right? The jersey coming out your shorts a little bit. The ref like, hey, took your jersey in, right? You leaning on your teammate. Anytime you're at the free throw line, you leaning over, right? The coach like, hey, I need you to hang on. I can call a timeout, but you need to hang on. And that's where we are. Things are going to get a little tougher, right? Things are going to have, they're going to full court press. But in the same way, that's the time where, like you said, I don't want to be on the bench. When the fourth quarter starts and I come to that huddle, I'm assembling like, that's my five. I'm assembling. You're going in, like, I already know in my head, unless you were stone cold the first three, I already know who I'm calling for. And I'll even take this a stretch further. When that last shot is needed, coach, and you go to draw up that play, because you know every coach got a couple they put in their pocket. You already know what you're going with, right? My girl said, how you already knew what? Boo, that's what coaches do. Oh, you prepare God. With the end in mind.
Amen.
Never know when you will find yourself in those situations, but great coaches, great recruiters, great servant leaders, they prepare with the end in mind as servant leaders, as Christians, as believers, as recruiting coordinators and ambassadors for Christ. In this fourth quarter, we should already have every scheme, workup, blah, right? All those give things. I should look. I don't care if it's an alley oop and slam dunk. If I ain't got a 6'10" player and I got some 5'9"ers, well, you know what? I'm ready because I know and read my playbook. And a coach in the world that if you don't tap into that playbook and you don't know what you're doing in practice, gonna put you on that floor in the fourth quarter.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But you know the thing about it, brother, that you brought it on home with? Before every game, what are we doing? We're giving a scout report. Right? What's their strengths? What their weaknesses? What defense do they run? What offense do they run? Who's their leading scorer? Because I want you to understand something. Oh, thank you, Lord. I want you to understand something. That leading scorer, that leading rusher, or your best quarterback, whatever the sport is, for basketball, for me, if I know I'm about to come up to somebody that scored 20-something points a game, coach, what are we doing?
Oh, coach, she not scoring 20 on us.
Nope. You better believe it, because I don't care if I'm boxing and wanting you. I don't care if we double-teaming you. If you were big, we already sagging down. My guard's sagging down in the paint. We're right doubling you every time, right?
You go in our play against South Carolina. They said, y'all can't shoot.
I'm so sagging in the paint.
We don't sag. I dare you. We playing these bigs for these second-chance opportunities. And y'all out-rebound us and still lost.
Come on.
Because we did a scout report.
Come on.
And coach, that's where we're at. We got to, like, Satan knows my weaknesses. And that's Satan it. Knows spirit. How you struggle with this, and this. How you going to be a witness?
Come
he
on.
He wants you to nah, I can't. Who am I? I'm not where I'm not good. Listen, it's coach, we got to have a sense of urgency, coach.
That's it.
It's a fourth quarter.
But you know, in that other vein too, my player will always say, it's funny, one of them, many of them say it, but Zaniah, since we mentioned her, she's the lead scorer of our team. Coach, man, it's hot. They double teaming me. What you want me to do? I'm tired. I'm trying to get open. I said, baby, I need you to understand something. They double teaming you because they know what you can do.
Right.
In this fourth quarter, we as servant leaders have to understand that. The enemy throwing things at you left and right because he know what you can do.
Right.
He know if he let you loose, you about to show out. Coach, I'm telling you right now, in this fourth quarter, I'm going for 30.
But what he won't, though, coach, is for you to shrink back.
Come on.
With your ability, and by doing that, you're helping his team.
Come on.
And so what we got to realize in the fourth quarter, we got to press in harder.
That's it.
Than we ever have before. And that may mean we never joined a small group at our church. They asked us to teach Sunday school. We didn't think we were worthy. We never helped with Vacation Bible School. Like I heard you say on your last podcast that you over FCA at your school. Like if you're a Christian, you're a coach, shouldn't you be involved in FCA at your school? Like you don't got to be over it, but you should be involved. Like if you're a Christian and you're a coach, you should know when FCA meets at your school. And you should encourage your players to go if you're a Christian and you're a coach. So, coach, I don't want to be a coach that happens to be a Christian.
Come on.
I want to be a Christian coach. If I was a plumber, if I'm an electrician, I'm a Christian electrician. Like my faith is even bigger than my race, coach.
Come on.
I'm a Christ first, and then everything else goes from there. And so it's too important to wing it. I often say, if you care, you prepare. Like, that play drawn up, coach, because you care. They say, coach, who we got Thursday? Oh, baby, I don't even know. We just going to show up and we just going to get it. No. You know everything about the player. You know the coaches. You know the gym. You know where the lighting is bad. You know where to eat pregame afterwards. It's a small town. Like, coach, if you care, you prepare. As a teacher, I saw you in your classroom. You got your mask on during the pandemic. You take one side off. You say, we're doing this in class today. This is our central question. We got this. Coach, you got a lesson plan because it's too important to wing it, coach.
That's right.
It's too important. And so I just think we need to realize we're talking about eternal things here. We're talking about eternal things here. So if there's no conviction when we sin,
come on.
And there's no fruit from our walk with him.
Come on.
We ask ourselves, are we really saved?
Come on.
I mean,
that's the one.
Yeah, we may be some good posters. We may post some good content about Jesus, like, follow, share. But if we're believers, it should bother us to sin. And so I tell people all the time, people say, I'm just a sinner. The Bible says, for we all have sinned. Yeah, but they don't say, for we all do sin. Like, we don't got to keep sinning. You can wake up in the morning and say, I ain't going to sin today. I ain't going to sin. Because when you have a player at the free throw line, you've never had a player say, I'm probably going to miss all these. No one has ever made every free throw. I'm probably going to miss all these. Coach, you know, Christian Leighton had a perfect game. They had a perfect game. Like, the goal got to be to have a perfect day. That got to be the goal. The goal has to be, I'm a witness to people with the way I live my life. I'm not going to willfully sin today. I'm a glorify God with the way I talk, the way I act, everything I do. I'm going to be a witness today. And if you fall, we have an advocate with the Father. You can ask for forgiveness. But the goal can't be, oh, I'm only human. And so if somebody made me mad today, they got to get these hands. I'm only human. And so if somebody cut me off in traffic, I'm going to flip them off. I'm only human. So I'm going to steal from my job. I'm only human. Like, so we have a responsibility to live for Christ.
That's it. That's so gold, man. It's so funny, brother, and I'm going to say this so we can wind up. I don't have to get you on there, and anybody that's listening, I have to get you on there. We started this weekly devotional, just branching out, trying to just get that word out. The fourth quarter, it's imminent. We're trying to reach y'all however we can reach y'all, right? If it's your email, if it's social media, if it's whatever, we're gonna reach you, right? Y'all get to a point where like, God, dog, okay, I'm about to lead. I'm going to serve, right? And this morning, I was laughing. I was listening to Kristen Kane. I love her. You know that. And she was just talking about different things. And in the title of it was, Whosoever Will, Let Him Come. Right. And she said, but we like to add pluses in this generation. She said, you know, we'll say, well, yeah, you know, you're a Christian, you follow Jesus, but you also gotta. Yeah, like, I know, but you also gotta make sure you. And she's like, but who told you to do that? That is not. And I laughed because as she was just kept going, what came in my head, right? You ever been, remember when you wake up Saturdays? You go to Costco, Sam's, or Publix, whatever, and they got the samples out, right? And the people looking at you because they're like, you ain't got to sneak it. They free.
Right.
Like, you don't have to pay for them. You try, that was good. I want another one. And the lady looking at you like, ma'am, I don't even want to be here. It's free. Take five of them. Take the whole tray. I don't care, right? And then you ask, and you're like, can I take these? And then, you know, the bank, the local bank or the insurance company, they got a table out in front. And it's pens and notepads and cups, right? And mugs. And you're sitting there like, I really do want a goodie bag. And the lady's like, ma'am, help yourself. Well, what do I have to do? What do I have to sign up for? Nothing. Just come get it, right? And I laugh because in the same way, the world has made us believe, us, right? These imperfect folk, has made people believe that it is this huge extra plus that I have to add on. But baby, whosoever will, let them come. You want it. Boo. Get the sample. Get the pen. Come on. I don't care what you have on. Wear the joggers. I heard this, a pastor said this other day. He said, y'all kill me with that. Okay, he cussed in the church. You know what's going to happen? He going to keep coming, right? And before long, he going to have conviction about cursing. Right now, he don't have no conviction. He said, y'all think this stuff is funny at this point. He said, okay, she going to dance in a nightclub, making money. But I can tell you, let her keep coming. In a minute, she going to be up there dancing. And in a minute, it's going to knock in. She going to run off the stage and say, oh, no, I'm convicted. We have this thing backwards.
I'm a whosoever, coach.
That's whosoever. You would be both.
John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
That whosoever.
Coach, to teach school, you got to have a teaching certificate.
Come on.
In order to be on the basketball team, you got to make the cut. Coach, the body of Christ is the only place that you ain't got to have all these credentials. You ain't got to get your stuff together. Are you breathing? You qualify. You a whosoever. Coach, I'm a whosoever, coach. And if they don't save me, he can save anybody, coach. I'm a
That's the one, brother. Oh my God. See, and I see y'all have to stop with him because see, we'll do this all day. We do this. This is what we do, right?
I couldn't believe an hour done went by.
Exactly.
I just can't wait to get to heaven. Cause they got all these people wearing gold around their neck. We trying to win gold rings. Cause we're gonna walk on gold when we get to heaven.
That's the one.
It's gonna be amazing. Cause I want to tell you this now. One of my buddies is the chaplain for the WNBA, for the entire league.
Okay.
I think she would be a great servant leader for you. I wanted to say that while we're on here, because you know I got to run. But I sent you a picture of her. And tomorrow I'll group text both of y'all. But
sounds good to me, man.
She not loud. She quiet, but has a powerful.
You're in the league all by yourself, brother.
Nah, that's all. Make a joyful noise.
That's the one. Listen, before you go, I got to tell you thank you, as always. I don't ever want a friendship, family, and brotherhood, sisterhood to make me not be grateful for the time and what you do to pour into the servant leader. I admire you. I look up to you. You sharpen my iron, and I appreciate you. We joke and we cut up and all that good stuff, and that's great. That makes my day. That makes me better. But I gotta say, in all seriousness, you are one of the ones that legitimately, when there is a, just a staple out there, an example out there that how should I be leading and serving? You are high on that list, brother. So I thank you big time, not just for today, but for what you do. All right. Now I'm going to say this to you because I think she's still at work, but mama saw it was you and she slid in for you. I'm just going to tell you that. All right. So you done got mama and brother.
Don't stop running, coach. Coach, we family. Hey, coach, the truth is when I come over, they may kick you out. Coach, I'm in there, coach. We good. Coach, and I can't wait to have him get bigger. Coach, you gonna block me. Because, coach, I'm seeing everything. How she got a cell phone? She's 6, coach. I'm seeing everything, coach. Coach, I'm like, I told my daughter to pick her that picture when she like this. Ready for the finals. My daughter said, who is that? I said, that's your little niece. You don't even know it yet. That's right. My daughter will be going to Battle of the State. And so
awesome.
We are. And so seriously, I may need to call on you.
You better believe it.
And I appreciate that, coach. And I'm just telling you, man, we're on the same team, coach. And I'm honored to be on this. And I love who you are, what you stand for. And I think it's so important that we encourage and support one another.
Agreed.
And I think you do a great job of that. I told somebody one day, I want to be a florist. You know, I want to give people their flowers.
That's good.
And so you give me my flowers all the time. And I tell you, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. And I listen. While I'm traveling, I go on Audible. I go on Spotify. Real talk. I listen. And I wish I could tell you I listen because I want to hear you. I really don't. I want to hear Ham's mom. But I also listen for nuggets to use.
That's right.
Then it's going to drop. Like, you got some people, they're going to drop nuggets. And I'm going to be real. I don't always give them credit. I be going so fast that people think I'm smart. But if you want some nuggets, tune in to the Servant Leader Podcast.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. Mahi going to have to hop out, but I didn't know if you wanted to say something to him really quick.
Okay. Just stay fired. Hello and stay fired.
Amen. Amen.
Up and ready to go for Jesus. That's all.
Amen.
Right.
I love it.
Hey, look, it's a Wednesday. She got on pearls. Coach, you would never be your mom. Coach, you would, listen, Coach, you would, look at her. It's eloquent. Like, Coach, the Holy Spirit is just beaming through. Coach, I'm so sorry. I'm a motivational speaker. I used to tell people, you can do it. If you work hard, Coach, you can't do it. You can't. You and Coach, you can't. She Michael Jordan, Coach, and you Tyronn Lue. So you can be a good coach. You in the league.
Wow.
Coach, you in the league, but you, Coach, she, look at her. It's Wednesday, Coach. Look at her. Coach, unbelievable. If I knew she was over the whole time, I would have been quiet for 3 minutes just to listen to her. But thank you so much for that encouragement. And you come from good stock, girl.
I do. Coach, yes, I do.
Good stock. Like, God put you in the right family and hand to be part of an amazing legacy. And so, Coach, keep up the good work. And you
thank
made
you,
my
bro.
I would tell my wife, I would say, hey, look, your boy blessing. You ain't got a word, baby. You ain't got a word. You family, you ain't got, but I'm blessing. She made my day.
You're a mess. Bro, pray us out, please.
Lord, let us. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity to be reminded of the importance of being on your team and recruiting for you and serving and washing one another's feet and getting in your word. Lord, I thank you so much for this family of believers. I thank you for the awesome privilege, Lord, to study your word and to preach your word. Lord, may you continue to bless this podcast. And Lord, may we do a better job of serving our fellow man. You have left us here to be your hands and feet. Help us to do a better job of representing you. And Lord, may we go out to the hedges and the highways and may we recruit, but Lord, may we start in our very own household. May we not be the coach that wins on the court, but doesn't win at home, that wins on the field, but doesn't win at home. Lord, may we work harder on our obituary than we do our resume. And may we glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. I don't have to tell you, you're now part of the servant leader family. You there, right? You already locked in. Hey, look, Robert Knotts told me to tell you hello too, and thank you for the word. Got a couple of shout outs, and I ain't gonna blow your head up any extra further, but brother, we appreciate you, man. Go ahead, get off so you can keep serving. But we thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned with us, man. It's the fourth quarter, and we're gonna see you guys next time.
Be blessed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.